قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيموا الصلاة وينفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 31 of Surah Ibrahim instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commands him to convey a message to the believers. And the first thing that we should note over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to convey the message to those who brought iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to them as ibadi, my servants. This is such a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to us as his ibad. A very special maqam, a very special place to be given this title by Allah himself. Ibad is the plural of abd. Abd is one who has completely surrendered himself to the service of Allah. That is why a slave is known as abd. If you have a slave, the slave was known as abd. Why? Whatever he owns also, whatever he's wearing, even the clothes on his body, do not belong to him. His time does not belong to him. Whatever possessions he has does not belong to him. That's an abd. And he has a master. And we are the ibad of Allah. Everything that we have does not belong to us. It is Allah's. We are the slaves of Allah. Our time belongs to Allah. Our wealth belongs to Allah. Our possession belongs to Allah. Allah dictates what we do, how we do it, and when we do it. That is an abd. So to be known as an abd, or to be given this title abd, is indeed a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, tell my ibad, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have brought iman. The first advice, يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, they must establish their salah. They must never abandon their salah. They must never forgo their salah. Success depends on that and every other deed, acceptance and authenticity depends on the state of your salah. This is something you must understand. And many a times you find a person feels that, well, I'm negligent as far as my salah is concerned, but I'm a good man. I'm kind to my neighbors. I'm generous. So he feels that those acts of kindness will compensate for the shortfall in his salah. It doesn't work that way. Many a times a person feels, a good friend of mine who went to Italy for holiday, and he says he found Muslims living over there, mashallah. He found at the time of salah, there was absolutely no concern. And he could not find a decent place to pray salah in whichever area he was. So he met some Muslims, shopkeepers, business owners, and he told them, let us go pray salah. They said, look, we good people. Okay, we give our charity, we are kind towards our neighbors, we are good human beings. Allah will overlook salah based on that. Salah is the foundation. يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And then Allah says, after they've established salah, let's make one firm resolution this Ramadan, brothers, is we will perform, inshaAllah, with the help of Allah, we will perform our every salah with jama'ah. Try our level best. At least let us come out from Ramadan with this. There's something we must come out with from Ramadan. There must be something. If Ramadan goes by and we are still the same, then we have failed. Then we did not make Ramadan work for ourselves. And if it can't happen in Ramadan, when is it going to happen? If it can't happen in Ramadan, when are we going to expect that change to happen, that salah to come into my life, where salah is given priority over everything else? So Allah says, tell those servants of mine who have brought iman, يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, they must establish their salah. وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and they must spend of that which we have provided them. First establish salah, get your salah in order. Then comes all voluntary acts and voluntary deeds. And tell them to spend, yunfiqu, they must spend from what we have provided them, sirran, secretly, وَعَلَانِيَةً, and openly. Spending for the way of Allah, Allah says, tell them to do it secretly, quietly also spend, and whenever they have the opportunity to spend openly also, so that others may see them spending. Ulama explained that when it comes to voluntary spending, the best is that it should be discharged and it should be given secretly. Voluntary spending. So your khairat and your lillah and your voluntary sadaqah, try your level best to do that secretly. Nobody knows of it but Allah and the recipient, of course. But the obligatory charity, zakah, and like the fitrah that we pray in Ramadan before Eid, do those openly. So it prompts others to do it as well. And those who are neglectful with regards to those obligatory spendings, when they see you fulfilling that obligatory charity, then they are prompted to do it. The same applies to salah and every obligatory act. If you look at salah, we do it openly. Allah has ordained it upon us and prescribed it upon us that your five obligatory salahs, you do it openly. Why? It encourages others. Imagine if salah was not performed openly. So many people would not feel encouraged to perform salah. So the obligatory act, do it openly. So others are prompted to do it. The voluntary act, do it secretly. You find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his voluntary prayers, for example, who gives the description of his voluntary prayers? It was his wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She speaks and she's the one who describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's voluntary prayers. Why? Those were done in the confines of his home. But the obligatory prayers, you find the Sahaba, they are the ones who are describing the obligatory prayers and the obligatory acts because that he had performed openly. Allah says, tell them to do this. Tell them to establish their salah and to spend of what we have provided them secretly and openly. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٍ, before such a day comes, the day of Qiyamah, لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٍ. Such a day will come. They will witness it and they will experience it. That is the day when they will be unable to transact, carry out any transaction, and they will not have any friendship with anyone. That is either referring to the day of Qiyamah. While you have the opportunity, you know, there was one of our Musallis, elderly person, I met him about 2 or 3 days before Ramadan, and he was so excited to be to be part of Ramadan, and he expressed his desire to come for Taraweeh and to fast. And as he was leaving his house for the first night Taraweeh, he felt ill and he decided not to go, and presently he is lying in a hospital bed. And when I went to visit him and I stood in front of him, and subhanAllah, he with tears in his eyes, he tells me that I so much want to be part of Ramadan. First time in my life, I can't fast, I can't come for Taraweeh. And the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck me, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين, value five things before five things. And one of the five things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you must value before the next five things, or be not before, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your health before your illness. Value your health before your illness. Value your youth before you become old. Because a day is going to come in your life where you are not going to be able to do it, and then you're going to want to do it, but the opportunity has passed you by. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٍ, tell them to do this before such a day comes that لَا بَيْعٌ فِي, they'll not be able to transact. Meaning you will not be able to exchange deeds for deeds. You will not be able to ask anyone to do you a favor and to carry out the deed for you, or to carry your load on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا خِلَالٍ, and there'll be no friendship. Those who are your bosom close friends in this world will not want to even look at you on the day of Qiyamah out of fear that you might ask a favor. That you might ask. Today the person will offer you, he's a good friend, he'll offer to do you a favor. On the day of Qiyamah, he will not even want to associate himself with you, let alone offering to do a favor in fear that you might ask him to do a favor for you on your behalf. May Allah grant us the understanding.